Lourdes is an extraordinary place. It's a spiritual oasis. There's no place like it on Earth. And it's amazing to think that such a magnificent place had such a humble beginning. In 1858, Our Lady began to appear to the lowliest of people in the lowliest of places. Our Lady appeared to Bernadette Soubirous 18 times in a grotto in Lourdes, France. In one of those apparitions, Our Lady instructed Bernadette to drink from the stream and to wash herself there. Bernadette had no idea what Our Lady was talking about, but Our Lady pointed to the exact spot. Bernadette began to claw at the ground and cover herself with mud and wipe the mud and the dirt across her face. Obviously, people began to ridicule her and say, how can this girl have a vision of the Virgin Mary? She's obviously out of her mind. Well, weren't they surprised when water came forth from that very spot that Bernadette was digging? Weren't they surprised that within just a few days, people were claiming cures based on this water? You can drink this very water today. If you go to Lourdes, you can bathe yourself with this very water. In later apparitions, Our Lady proclaimed that she is the Immaculate Conception. She requested that a church be built. She requested processions to come forth. And to this very day, there are magnificent structures that testify to this request. To this very day, there are processions in Lourdes. Every single day, there's a Eucharistic procession where our Lord grants many graces to those who are in attendance. Every single evening, there's a rosary procession in Rosary Square. Every day, pilgrims can take part in the Sacrament of Confession. They can take part in the beautiful Stations of the Cross. In Lourdes, every day is like a great Marian feast day. There are many lessons and insights that can be gained from a close examination of the happenings at Lourdes. We can't go into everything, but I would like to focus on five lessons that I consider spiritually significant. The first lesson is on the absolute providence of God. I could go into a whole video on the life of Saint Bernadette because she had a very holy life. She didn't become a saint just because Our Lady appeared to her. But if you were to take a look at her life, the first thing that would stand out to you, the first thing that stood out to me, is that she had a relatively miserable life. She lived in extreme poverty. She was a part of one of the poorest families in all of Lourdes. They lived in an abandoned prison. It wasn't even good enough for the prisoners, yet it was good enough for Bernadette Soubirous and her family. Not only that, but she had so many health issues. From her childhood, she suffered from cholera. Growing up, she had asthma. She couldn't read. She couldn't write. She barely knew her catechism. And yet, in all of this misery, in all of this suffering, we can see the absolute providence of God. Take, for example, the very first day that Our Lady appears to Saint Bernadette. On the morning of February 11th, 1858, it wasn't Bernadette Soubirous who was going to go out to the grotto to fetch wood. It was her mother. But by the very providence of God, God working through a pesky little 12-year-old named Jean, a friend of Saint Bernadette and her sister, she arrived and said, "What are you doing?" "I'm about to go fetch wood." "No, let us go fetch wood. Let the children go get the wood." And of course, Bernadette's mother, concerned with Bernadette's health because she was sick at the time, concerned because it was so cold outside, agreed. Why would she agree? Because it was part of the plan of God. So she agreed to allow the girls to go fetch wood and even to find some bones that can be used for the soup. While the girls are out fetching the wood, they encountered an old woman who was washing her clothes. If it wasn't for this encounter, they would have never gone to the grotto of Massabiel. This old woman instructed them, "I know where there's some wood and there's also bones there." So the children went to this location. When they arrived, there was a canal that was filled with water. Of course, Bernadette couldn't get in the icy cold water. She already was sick. It was cold outside. So the two other girls went off without Bernadette. And it was there, because of these random circumstances, that Bernadette was at the grotto. And this shows the absolute providence of God. Her illness, so many trivial circumstances that could have gone one way or the other. And yet God used all of that to get Bernadette to that grotto, to get her all alone so that Our Lady could appear and make this grand entrance that would affect Catholicism for all of history. Now Lourdes is one of the most popular, the most visited pilgrimage sites in all of the Catholic Church. And the beautiful thing is, Our Lady knew this from the beginning. She knew that her appearance to Bernadette in this location, that this site was going to be a pilgrimage site, that so many people from all over the world would be traveling there, that it would be a place for conversion, that it would be a place for healing. Our Lady knew this. So she used Bernadette's illness, she used Bernadette's poverty, she used what appeared to be trivial circumstances to get Bernadette to that location. And that shows us that even when we're suffering, even when things don't look like God has His hand in our life, that all of these circumstances that we are a part of, they're all a part of God's divine providence. Don't ever forget, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord. The second lesson is on the importance of the Most Holy Rosary. With the water, with the miracles, with the apparitions, visions, and messages, it's very easy to lose sight of the importance that the Holy Rosary played, not only in the life of Saint Bernadette, but also in the apparitions themselves. I mentioned earlier that Bernadette wasn't well catechized. She didn't know a lot of theology, but she was pious, she was virtuous, she obtained a high degree of holiness, and she was very faithful to the Holy Rosary. She carried it everywhere she went. In fact, at the very first apparition, she was rightfully startled. What was her first act? She pulled out her rosary and she knelt down so that she could begin praying. It's very interesting that as she began to pray the Holy Rosary, Our Lady would keep track of the prayers on her own set of rosary beads. And the first apparition lasted exactly the length of time that it took Saint Bernadette to pray her rosary. Now, this would be the same routine that Bernadette would follow at each subsequent apparition. She would arrive at the grotto, she would take out her rosary beads, she'd kneel down, and she would begin to pray. And it was within this time span of her praying the rosary that Our Lady would appear to her. Now, many of the witnesses there were so shocked. They could see a change, a visible change in the face of Saint Bernadette. Her face would all of a sudden become so beautiful, so radiant. Many of them began to cry. When Bernadette was in these ecstasies, it was a quiet conversation of the two hearts, but Bernadette would often come out of the ecstasy. And what would she do? She would continue to pray the Holy Rosary. Now, it's important that I mention, at each of these apparitions, Our Lady didn't always say a lot, but in my opinion, her very appearance speaks volumes. What do I mean? At each of the apparitions, Our Lady always had with her the Holy Rosary. She always had the rosary in her right arm, so that each subsequent statue that'd be made of Our Lady of Lourdes would in her own silent way preach the importance of the Holy Rosary. Now, we can learn a great deal from Saint Bernadette. We can learn that we should always carry the rosary with us. We can learn that if we want an audience with Our Lady, we can trust that we pray the rosary, Our Lady's hearing our prayer. We can also learn from the crowds, from the multitudes, the thousands of people that began to gather at the grotto while Bernadette was having her apparitions. They didn't see anything. They didn't hear anything. They were praying their rosaries faithfully, but they had no visions. They had no consolations. But you know what? Mary was still present. Similarly, you and I, when we're praying our rosary day in and day out, we might feel dry. We might not hear any voices. We might not see any faces. But we can be assured that we do indeed have an audience with Our Lady. For the third lesson, I would like to discuss two topics that aren't usually discussed when referencing Lourdes. The first is the diabolical. During the fourth apparition, Bernadette was kneeling down, wrapped in ecstasy, when all of a sudden, from behind her, from the direction of the river, came a loud crash and fighting sounds, like an angry mob was rushing towards her. And one voice, louder than all of the rest, was yelling, "Get out of here! Get out of here!" Instantly, Bernadette realized that this was not human voices. These were diabolical voices. And Our Lady does something very profound. She simply takes her gaze from Bernadette, very sternly yet naturally, looks in the direction of these angry, evil, diabolical voices, and in an instant they're driven off. This teaches us something. This teaches us that the power of the Virgin Mary is so great that a single glance can drive off a legion of angry devils that is Roman Catholics. If you live in the state of grace, if you have a great relationship with the Blessed Virgin Mary, you pray the rosary regularly, etc., you have nothing to fear about the diabolical. If you're ever tempted to sin, fly to Our Lady and she'll be your refuge. Secondly, I'd like to discuss with you secrets. It is said that Our Lady revealed three secrets to Bernadette. Bernadette never revealed these secrets, but people kind of ascertained that these were about her own personal life. Our Lady even taught Bernadette a secret prayer, a prayer that only Bernadette knew and a prayer that Bernadette herself must pray every single day of her life. This prayer was important to Our Lady. She went out of her way to teach Bernadette the prayer word for word. This teaches us something about vocal prayer. What does this teach us? That we shouldn't underestimate the power of vocal prayer. We might have prayers that we've been saying since childhood. There's prayers like the St. Michael prayer, the guardian angel prayer. Don't underestimate the power of these prayers. Also, this secret prayer that was said by Bernadette every day of her life was important to Our Lady, and Bernadette was the only person praying it. This teaches us that our personal prayers are important. There might be intentions that we have for other people or for the country, that if we don't pray it, nobody else will. We also need to pray for sinners. We pray for their salvation. Perhaps there's a person in your life that you see that nobody else notices. You might be the only person who prays for them. The fourth lesson is on penance, reparation, and praying for the conversion of sinners. On more than one occasion, Our Lady encouraged Bernadette to do penance, to pray for sinners, and to offer sacrifices for their conversion. Now, the conversations that took place between Bernadette and Our Lady couldn't be heard by the bystanders, but on one occasion, tears were coming down her face, and she was gasping, "Penance, penance, penance." She would often be seen on her knees crawling around and kissing the ground. And when people would ask her, "Bernadette, why did you do this?" And she said, "I'm doing it for sinners and for their salvation." Even after the apparitions, she still had on her mind this focus of doing penance, praying for the conversion of sinners. She even picked the specific religious order that she joined based on their traditional practices of penance, prayer, and mortification. Now, why would Our Lady place such an emphasis on penance? Why would Our Lady place such an emphasis on praying for the conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls? I propose to you three reasons. Number one, why would Our Lady place such an emphasis on penance and doing penance for the salvation of souls? Because souls are at risk of losing their salvation. Because hell is real. Hell is terrible. I know it's not comfortable to talk about, but Our Lady had to bring it up because too often in the church, we don't do it. Too often in the church, we lose sight of the supreme law. The supreme law is the salvation of souls. Our Lady's primary concern is the salvation of souls because that was the primary reason that God became man. Her son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. Why? For the salvation of souls. And so Our Lady desires the salvation of souls. Secondly, why would Our Lady emphasize penance? Why would Our Lady emphasize making reparation? Why? Because it works. Because it works. Our Lady wouldn't ask us to do penance. Our Lady wouldn't ask us to make sacrifice. Our Lady wouldn't ask us to pray for the conversion of sinners if it didn't work. She asks us to do it because it is an effective means for obtaining the grace of conversion. It is an effective means for obtaining salvation for souls. So she asks us to do it. This should give us great confidence. This should fill us with courage. Don't be discouraged if you have loved ones in your family who aren't in the church or who are living in a state of habitual sin. Why do I say don't be discouraged? Because prayer, penance, sacrifices work. Even if it doesn't look like your family and friends are converting, don't be discouraged. Don't listen to the little devil in your head saying it's worthless. No, offer your sacrifices, pray the rosary every day, offer your penance for their conversion, and I promise you that Our Lady's means of obtaining their conversion will be effective. You don't know the graces that they receive. You don't know the power that your sacrifices are going to have at their judgment. And finally, Why does Our Lady ask for prayer? Why does Our Lady ask for sacrifice? Why does Our Lady ask for penance? Because Our Lady's primary goal is that we become united with Jesus Christ. The entire purpose of Lourdes is to bring people close to her son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ became a man. He offered himself as a sacrifice for the salvation of souls. And so too, by encouraging us to offer sacrifice for the salvation of souls, she's actually encouraging us to become more like her son, Jesus Christ. Which leads us to the final lesson. The final lesson is on suffering. I mentioned earlier that Our Lady revealed to Bernadette three secrets. Some people speculate that at least one of these secrets had to do with Bernadette's own suffering and early death at the age of 35. Bernadette suffered her entire life. While she was in the convent, she suffered a terrible mystical anguish, a desolation, a darkness in her soul where she felt completely abandoned by God. She felt completely alone. Such sadness overtook her heart. At the same time, she was also experiencing excruciating pain. She was riddled with physical illness. And remember, this is the 1870s. They didn't have the same medicines that are available to you and I today. And yet through all of this, Bernadette did the best she could to suffer well, to suffer joyfully, to offer it all as a sacrifice in union with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Many of the sisters would say, Bernadette, let's go to Lourdes. Maybe Our Lady will intercede for you and heal you. And Bernadette said, no, that's not God's will for me. She would even joke that her role in the convent was to be sick and to suffer. We have to remember something very important. During the third apparition, Our Lady famously told Bernadette, I cannot promise you happiness in this life, only in the next. The reality is, we're all going to suffer. We're all going to die. In one form or another, we're all going to have our own agony. This is a valley of tears. You could go to Lourdes and maybe you'd be healed, but you're still going to die. The reality is that many people go to Lourdes and they don't experience a physical healing. They experience an emotional healing. They have a sense of Our Lady's presence. They have peace in their soul. But the reality is most people don't get healed. Most people are not going to be cured of their fatal illnesses. Many of you at home might be suffering. Many of you at home might be in anguish. You might be face to face with death. And I really am sorry. And there's nothing that I can say to make it better for you. But I can make you an offer. I can make you the same offer that Our Lady made to Saint Bernadette. That if you'll offer your sufferings, if you'll offer your agony to Jesus for the conversion of sinners, for the salvation of souls, and do this with Mary, in Mary, and through Mary, if you'll pray your rosary faithfully daily, if you'll offer your life and your death to Jesus Christ through Mary, I can promise you that even though you might not be happy in this life, I can promise you happiness in the next life. How can I make this promise? Because the Lord Jesus Christ promised eternal life to those who would cling to him and to his sacraments. How much more so those who unite themselves mystically to his suffering, to his passion, and his death on the cross. Do the best you can to take up your cross. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard, but you must try. You must embrace the cross with Jesus. I personally believe that Bernadette was allowed to suffer great darkness so that we could identify with her, the one who wasn't healed, the one who was in agony, the one who died an early death, an unfortunate death, a painful death. But she's happy in the next life. How do we know? Well, her very body gives testimony to this, because to this day, as a sign from heaven, her very body remains intact. As a sign that you might be racked with pain in this life. Your life may be full of agony and anguish, but offer it to Jesus Christ through Mary, and you'll have happiness in the next life. Let's end in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who did appear to Saint Bernadette, you are the Immaculate Conception. We ask you, dear Mother, to intercede for us, that if it be the will of God, that we may be healed of every infirmity, that we may be relieved of our anxieties. But most importantly, dear Mother, we beg of you to intercede and obtain for us the grace of final perseverance, that we may have a happy and holy death. Thank you, Blessed Mother. Saint Bernadette, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you'd like to learn more about the apparitions at Lourdes, and you'd like to learn more about the life of Saint Bernadette, there are many beautiful videos, wonderful books available on the internet, as well as in Catholic bookstores. I personally found this book to be very helpful in making this video. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to make this video. It really impacted my soul in a profound way. If you found this video beneficial, I ask that you please share it with your family and friends. God bless you, and God love you.